Hello and welcome back to the Courage Within podcast with your host, Libby Air. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about navigating conflict in relationship and what I've learned in therapy and from God about how to have healthy communication. Oh my gosh, you guys, if I told my 20-year-old self that I would have a podcast at some point that would be telling people how to communicate, I would have laughed. I would have laughed and said, that's not possible, because communicating and having conflict in relationship, that's not what I do. First of all, I don't communicate. I ignore and I walk away when things get hard, and I don't go towards conflict. I avoid conflict at all cost. I was the biggest people pleaser ever, and I never, ever, ever wanted to be in a place where I was creating conflict. I didn't want to ruffle any feathers. So it's pretty funny that God would have me now in a season of my life where I've learned so many skills with the Lord on how to have healthy communication and how to have conflict that resolves things so that your relationships don't have to suffer from passive aggressiveness and feeling like you can't really be real with your family and friends. If you are feeling like you yourself are in a place where you are people pleasing and you don't know how to say no to those who are around you, maybe you are feeling really vulnerable at sharing your true feelings with people because you don't want to ruffle feathers and you don't want to create conflict. Maybe you don't know how to have healthy communication. Maybe you do. If you do, drop a comment down below. Let us know what your favorite communication tips are, because I know that I'm still learning and I'm not an expert. So all of this that I'm saying is only praise to God. And thank you, Jesus, that He made therapists that can help a girl out to be able to communicate in a healthy manner. And I'm still learning. I am far from being perfect in any way, shape, or form. But these are the things that I think were really invaluable lessons that I learned through my marriage. I've been married for 15 years. I mean, it does take a little bit of resolving conflict and working towards healthy communication when you're in a marriage, especially if you want to keep the love, the intimacy, that feeling of loving your husband and your spouse. Because I want to love my husband and my spouse. After my kids leave, I still want to like him. I still want to be in relationship with Doug. And it hasn't been easy to be in conflict with him. And lo and behold, the person who I have had the most conflict with in my life has been my husband. My husband has had the most hardship with me figuring out how to have... Both of us have had to learn how to have conflict together and resolve the conflict that rises up in our marriage and lives. And we have also been able to implement things that have really helped us to build healthy communication habits. One of the things that I feel like is something I never learned how to do is to listen to other people. Like truly, truly listen with the intent of understanding and seeking to understand their heart and their intent. And I used to be a horrible listener. I would always listen with the intent of coming back with what I wanted to say, but not just listening. And through a lot of therapy and through a lot of praying and asking God to help me learn how to be a better listener, I've become a better listener. And a part of being an active listener is truly taking the side of, I'm not going to try to interject myself in any way to this person. I'm going to just be an ear to hear. And here are some of the things that you can say to someone if you are really wanting them to feel heard. When they say something to you, you verbally mimic back what they have just said to you. So it sounds like you felt disrespected the other day when I talked to you like that in front of our children. Am I getting it right? Something like that really sets the tone for the other person to feel like you really want to know what they're saying. And if they say yes, then that's great. If they say no, then try again. You know, it's always like, okay, gosh, I'm trying to figure out like really really listening does require a lot of energy. And for me, I have to go to God before I can become an active listener. I have to do a care cycle for myself, and I have to give myself to the Lord so that He can give me His capacity so that I could be a really good listener to my spouse or to the people that God has put in my life that I have been in relationship with and that we've had to fix conflict and have healthy communication with. Then I actually say something like, thank you for sharing this with me. It's important because you're important to me. Or thank you so much for sharing that with me. It matters because you matter to me. And I'm not just saying that. I truly mean that. I truly, you know, when the people that God has given me in my life, I thank the Lord for the friendships and the family and my spouse and my children that God has gifted me with. God has gifted us with people around us. And when we are in conflict, navigating that conflict in relationship is so sticky because we feel like we don't know what to say. Oftentimes, it's not what we say, it's how we listen to the other person and how we mimic that. We don't have to agree with someone in order to hear somebody. And that's something that was so important that I didn't know before, that was so crucial into the changing of the atmosphere of my relationships. I began to learn that I didn't have to agree with someone in order to see someone and hear someone. So my husband would say something like, when you did this, it really hurt my feelings. Before, I used to be like, oh, you're not right. I can tell you this and this and this and this, right? Well, in active listening, you don't share anything about you in that way, in that moment. You leave it for a different time if you need to address it, and actually just become an active listener and say something like, hey, that must have felt really crushing when I did that to you. That must have felt really disrespectful when I spoke to you in that way. I am really sorry. I hope that you can forgive me. And next time I'm going to try to be different because I care about our relationship. Something like that totally gives the other person the feeling that you are really sorry, right? It helps the other person know that what they're telling you matters to you, and it's not just going to be like in one ear and out the other, and it didn't really matter to you, right? I think all of us, when we're in relationship, we want to know that the other person is really invested in having an emotional connection with us. At least in healthy relationships, it should be a two-way street, right? Before, when I was very toxic and had unhealthy relationship, I didn't know how to love myself, so I didn't know how to love others. I had to learn how to love myself the way that Christ loved me first. And from that unconditional love of Christ, I have been able to love me and love others. The Bible says in John 13:34, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. And we often think of love as this mushy thing of like, I always just love you and I always like you. Love is doing the best for that person. So if the best for that person is bringing up a conflict resolution conversation where you tell somebody, hey, you know, when you have been behaving in this way, it has made me really frustrated. Or when you do this, it makes me feel sad. It makes me feel disrespected and disregarded. See, those things are important to talk about in relationship, especially with your spouse, with your coworkers, with your friends. If we were a little more real with one another, it would take away a lot of that feeling of isolation because we would know that we are able to navigate these hard conversations with people, and people would be able to feel safe. I feel safe around the friends that truly tell me how they feel. And then when they're saying yes to me, their yes is a yes. When they're saying no to me, their no is a no. You cultivate intimacy and trust by building these bonds of connection through relational conflict, through going towards conflict and resolving that conflict in a healthy manner so that then you can build in your relationship. No relationship is going to be perfect and no relationship is going to be all good, right? Every relationship has challenges. Every relationship is going to have struggles. And if you sat down with any married person, any person that has a best friend or works at some, you know, church or works anywhere, they will all tell you that the people around them, it's hard to be around the people that they're around. And it's hard to be around me, right? Like, I have to acknowledge that I'm not this, you know, I'm not this cupcake that just does nothing and my husband is the bad one. No, there's so much in me that I still am being healed from, and I'm being sanctified by Jesus. I'm being changed from grace to grace by God's work. But I am raw in some ways. I'm still flawed in a lot of ways. So I still come across as rude and unkind and disrespectful to the people that are closest to me. And I have to learn how to come into that relationship and say, hey, the way that I behaved was not okay. And I'm very sorry for that. And like, take ownership of that and be okay with being vulnerable in that place so that the other person will feel okay being vulnerable to me. It's all like a give and take in relationships. And I think the most important part of having a trusting and healthy relationship is being able to be vulnerable with one another. I know for us in my marriage, things have changed drastically and dramatically the moment that Doug and I have found courage to be vulnerable with each other about how we're feeling at this time. So now we do these little check-ins and we're like, hey, how are you really feeling right now? How can I best pray for you? And how can I support you in this season of life? And I do that with my friends too. I tell my friends, hey, right now I'm actually in a lot of grief and I'm really sad and I would love your prayer and I would love your grace if I'm kind of disrespectful or unkind because I'm not feeling my best right now. But I'm still available to pray for you if you need me. I tell my friends, like, I have capacity for you in this way, in this way, in this way, because I think it's important that we do that with our relationships and friends, right? No one really knows what's going on in the scope of us, and we have to share that and be vulnerable with people that we love and that we trust and know that God is going to take care of them and us, right? You cannot have this expectation that your relationships are going to be perfect, because no one is perfect aside from Jesus. And the relationship that you vertically have with Christ the Lord is the only relationship that can fulfill you the way that you think that others' relationships will for you, right? No husband, no wife, no spouse, no friend, no coworker is going to fill the void that you have that only Christ can fill in you. In Christ, the best part about Jesus is that he is our living water. He can never be squandered, and you can always access him at whatever point you need and want. And when you are filled up with his healthy relationship toward you, you're able to have that overflowing for other people in your life. You're able to have that courage to be able to say, I'm going to navigate this conflict with my relationships because the vertical relationship that I have with Jesus is thriving. It's alive. It's kicking, and it's giving me the ultimate courage to go forth in my life and be the real me, the real authentic me that needs to say right now, I am not available in these ways, but I am available in such and such and such, right? Let's trust that our friends and our family are going to see us, even if it's in a vulnerable place, and learn how to navigate life with us in those seasons. Because when you give someone the freedom to be vulnerable, then you're allowing them to be their own self as well. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things in life and in relationship, is that you get to just be and you allow other people to just be. What I love about Jesus is that he is our peace. He gives us peace. He said, peace I leave to you, but not like the peace that is of this world. I leave you, Jesus. He is our peace, right? And Matthew 5:9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. God ultimately wants us to have relationships that have peace inside of them. And you can't have peace without having healthy communication. You can't have peace without being authentically yourself and having an alignment with what the Lord and you want out of life and are called to do. And then from that, asking people, okay, here is where I'm at. This is what I can do. And this is how I can serve. These are the ways that I'm capable of doing this and that, but not in these other ways. And know that whatever conflict comes your way from setting healthy boundaries, God can handle the circumstances of that for you, because He is a God that partners with us and is always with us, and He will never leave you or forsake you. I hope that this podcast helped you today. I pray that you would be able to have healthy communication with your loved ones, and that you would be able to have conflict that resolves in a way that God wants you to resolve it, so that then you could build on the intimacy and the vulnerability of being in relationship with people. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for today. I thank you, Jesus, that you are the ultimate healthy relationship, God, that we need and crave most in our hearts. Lord, meet that need today. Meet that need to all of us right now, and help us to feel you overflowing in our hearts with hope and joy and peace and enoughness and importance. God, help us to know that we are valuable and that we have value to offer the people around us. I pray for our relationships in the name of Jesus. I pray that we would learn how to navigate conflict in relationships with you, that you would help us and teach us how to be good listeners, to hold space for people's pain, and to love our neighbor as you have loved us, God, to help us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, God. Help us to love ourselves, because we need that. We need to know. In your holy name, I pray for anyone out there who is not feeling love inside of their souls. I pray, Jesus, that you would do a miraculous working of healing in their heart, and that you would ridiculously pour out your unconditional love into my friends, so that they could have eyes to see themselves the way you see them. I pray, Lord, for their relationships and the ones that are toxic and need to be cut out, that you would be very clear about that, and you would give us wisdom to know what relationships are relationships worth saving and what relationships need to be cut off. But in the ones that are worth saving, Lord, help us to learn how to be in relationship with one another, to love one another as you have called us to do so. Thank you so much that you give us the capacity to love. You give us the capacity to have healthy communication. You have all of the healing that we need inside. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And that is it for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Share it with a friend who might need to hear this message today. Thank you so much, friend. I love you so stinking much. And I will see you in the next episode. God willing. Adios.